Welcome back, or welcome for your first time. This is going to be what I hope is going to be, you know, another great, amazing episode of Fantastic Canadian Music. I have extra tracks for you this week because, well, why not? We're getting so close to show 200 that I thought we'd throw some extra stuff in so that show 200 could be a little more special and we can focus on, I don't know, reminiscing, talking about old things, playing some shout-outs from previous bands we played, all that fantastic stuff, right? So this is show 197, being released in August of 2022. Righto, eh? Oh, yes, needed a sip of coffee there. The throat's feeling a little dry today. It is a fantastically glorious weather day out there when I'm recording, and it's a whole, 22 degrees in my office, so it's lovely and cool and comfortable. which means hopefully the rest of my day shall go fantastic as well, because there's a lot of recording to do today, and this evening, being a Thursday, I will be live streaming on Twitch doing some Among Us, Town of Us, so I'll fill you in more on that later. Anywho, back to that first amazing track we got. This was a direct submit from the band. The band is Queens and Kings, and from their webpage, which I will link to in the show notes, it says, Queens and Kings is a post-punk garage rock duo from Toronto. That's a town in Ontario, for those who don't know Canadian geography, and is very much a product of fight, a symbol for resilience, and an emblem of victory. For 8 years, Brendan and Alyssa have struggled with each of their own musical and artistic projects, with their health, with themselves, and with each other. From that struggle, Queens and Kings was born, like a big middle finger rising from the ashes. With the power of all of this rage and defiance behind it, this music holds the power of what it is to never give up. Right? You got dreams? You want to do something fun? Go for it. Do it. Even if you stumble and fall miserably and fail, get back up, do it again, because failing is not really failing. Failing is learning. And you're never going to succeed if you don't learn, right? We should always continue to learn. That's what it is to, be human, I think. Just to continually learn and to learn from those stumbles and falls. I've been doing this for 10 years now almost. And oh, the things I have learned about recording and editing and computer programs for doing this stuff. Yes, it's just absolutely amazing the amount of stuff I have learned in 10 years, including how much amazing music there is in Canada that nobody ever hears, which is part of the reason why I always do this show, to bring forward that music that you might not hear in mainstream radios, right? That unless you're hitting the club scenes, you're not going to hear some of this music. And maybe you're a diehard rock fan, but I play that country tune that you think, hey, that's actually a pretty good tune. Or you're a diehard punk person, and I play that heavy metal song that's got you going, yeah, there's a really good bass line there. This is why I do the show, to expose people to all kinds of different wonderful varieties of music. And definitely got a lot of variety in this show, so why don't we go ahead and play you a couple more tracks?
Spark turned into a flame, turned into a got the power in your mouth to burn folks to the ground. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. All it takes is just a spark. Once that tiny blaze begins, it becomes a raging fire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
I'm Anna Pack, and this is Insomnia Radio.
We'll be right back.
thing, folks. We're playing some great music this week or what? So, we have lots of fantastic submissions, as I said, from a variety of sources. So that there came in through our tour research, and that was Ole Owens, and that would be the track, I want to say Raging Fire? Yes, Raging Fire. So thank you, Ava, over at Artura Research for sending that in. Over on Artura Research's page, the little write-up about Ole says, with a lyrical mastery that speaks on all of life's moments, paired with a dynamic voice that revels a well-traveled soul and the burning embers of passion, Ole Owens is a musical force of nature, combining burning intensity with elegant grace and skilled composure wrapped in an electrifying blues rock veneer. The result is an unforgettable, emotionally charged musical experience that moves both body and soul, creating a lasting connection through shared experiences and the love of good music. So she was raised out on the prairies of Canada, so that would be like Alberta, Manitoba, Saskatchewan area, just for those who are not familiar with the world of Canadian geography. Yes, and I would definitely play more of her music if it got sent over our way. Absolutely. Then I was digging through my backlog and found a great track from John over at Asher Media. And this would be Halifax, Canada's stoner, psychedelic rock, Electric Mistress, and their great track, Chapter 99. Absolutely loved the ending to that track. It was fantastic. And as always, we will be posting over at the webpage, our webpage for, you know, canada.insomniaradio.net, all kinds of fantastic links to all of the bands we play, plus links to all of our social media, and of course there's a link right down at the bottom of my links to my new endeavor. I have started Twitch streaming video games. I have been playing video games since, this is going to tell you how old I am, since the Commodore VIC-20 came out before I think I was like 7 when it came out. So yeah, that was our first gaming system in our house. Then we had a Commodore 64, then I bought a Commodore 128, and then eventually I bought a little laptop that had Windows 3.1 on it where I played Doom, where you had to have a special boot disk to get it to run. Yes, that's how long I have been playing video games, folks, so I figured, what the heck? I can combine my love of, you know, talking about things and to people and start Twitch streaming. And if nothing else, it gives me something to do in between job searches and, trying to find what I'm going to do next. Because where I've been working doing cell phone repairs for the past 11 months, my contract ends in 3 weeks. I have like 13 shifts left. 3 weeks to go. My birthday comes up in there, so you know it's just gonna be a whole big mess of a couple weeks. So a couple weeks ago, I decided to take the plunge, start streaming on Twitch, and figured if nothing else, I'm having fun and it's a good distraction from the lack of interviews and job hunting. I've also had several people over the past while tell me that I need to have sponsorship for this podcast, and I'm like, I'd rather get sponsorship for my Twitch stream and make money over there and keep the podcast light and fun and free of advertising, because, you know, I'm here to share people's music, not make money on the podcast. Now, granted, it would be nice if I made money podcasting, but I would be happy if I made money doing Twitch streams and then had this show for fun. So if you're curious and you want to see what I've been doing over on Twitch, and I'm happy to talk about music while I'm playing video games over there if you want to come and talk music to me, it's obviously twitch.tv/Chris_from_Canada. Keeping it the same, I'm Chris from Canada here, I'm Chris from Canada over there. When I, you know, guest host on the Bugcast, which is a fantastic music podcast featuring a lot of Creative Commons music done by Dave and Caroline over in the UK. I am Chris from Canada when I announce myself over there as well. So just trying to be consistent with that part of my branding, right? Got to be consistent, at least somewhat. So it'd be fantastic if you were to wander over there and, you know, check out my Twitch stream. If you enjoy what I'm doing, give me a follow. I'm not at the point yet where I can get subscriptions over there. I need to hit myself 50 followers, and I'm at like 30, so I'm so close, and average 3 viewers per stream. So that is the hard part, getting people over there to watch. Now, if it helps, we've started to build a small gaming crew where we all get together, and on Thursday nights at about 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, or 8 p.m. Eastern time, depending on how ambitious we are to get together and get going, we've been playing a modded game of Among Us. So with that, there's a game called Town of Salem. So it takes the rules from the Town of Salem, combines it into the Among Us game, and we play what we call Town of Us. It makes the game a little bit more interesting, a little bit more challenging, but because you are playing modded version, you do need at least 6 to 8 people minimum to play. You can host lobbies of up to 15 people, though, so there is that. So if you're interested, come and join us one Thursday night. Watch the Twitch stream, and if you find my stream boring, maybe you'll find somebody else's stream a little more interesting. I know a couple of the players do stream as well, so shout out to Papa Squatch, because he does do a lot of streaming as well, and he's been joining us on Thursday nights, and I really appreciate him coming to play with us, because he is an experienced player with the Town of Us, right? So, come join us, check things out, that would be fantastic. Let me know you followed from the podcast. Let me know if you want to talk more about music over there while we're streaming, or if you want to, you know, get your music on my show. Of course, at insomniaradio.net if you want to do that. Happy to have direct submits. We get lots of fantastic submits from PR people over here, which is amazing and fantastic. And I will give you more of my social links after some more music. So, here we go.
Hey, it's Sylvia Kay, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio.
Focus on the smaller things, and the big stuff will fall into place. I ask you a simple question about your face, and you say, I see it. Well, I guess that's the case, so I'll let you have your space and let the bigger things just fall into place. Focus. Focus, but don't concentrate. I don't like this pace, I don't like it, but I don't want a race or anything, just to be clear. Even though I'm near, I'm close, I'm so close, I'm gonna finish. What? I don't know. What am I close to? Something new. Something new. If each bite is new, is it still the same fruit? Can it be whole? Can each bite have the whole soul in it? I don't like this, it feels like a race, and just to be clear, I wanna win it. I'm near, I'm close, I'm so close to the end, but I ate each bite like the whole fruit, so I'm content. Not sad to see it go. Sad to see it go. No, that's what I want, but not what I feel. Take the wheel, I'm talking to me. Walking feels slow. Walking feels slow, and biking feels free. Walking feels slow, and biking feels free. Walking feels slow, and biking feels free.
It's nothing like getting direct submits right from the musicians themselves. So there we had Jean, and I have played her before, and her track Mountain. And she writes, I wrote Mountain in early spring 2021, after spending too much time fixating on the irreparable parts of everything. It's really just a song about trying to let all that shit go. Musicians on this song are me, Ian Blurton, Robin Hatch, and Steven Stesnek. Oh my gosh, I know who Steven Stesnek is. That's pretty cool. So, if you enjoyed that track, please go check out more of her stuff. She does have TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and of course, Facebook. Awesome stuff. I will definitely have at least a link to one of those somewhere in the show notes, right? Of course. And then I had another direct submission, which is amazing. And I hope I get her name pronounced right. Eliza Nimi. And her new track, Walking Feels Slow. It's a new single taken from her latest album, Staying Mellow Blows, which came out on August 5th, just a few short weeks ago. She said, this track is about the little games we play with ourselves, our mantras we repeat to prevent us from projecting or worrying about the past or the future. There's a manic energy in trying to slow down and enjoy each bite as if the whole fruit, a sort of buzzing at a high frequency, and I want to embody and convey. So if you enjoyed that, definitely go check out her stuff, right? Awesome. We still have three more tracks to play for you this week, folks. So without further ado, I'm going to jump in and play a little something from, oh, that was submitted by Eric Elper. So here we go. Tracks from Eric. Let's go.
See the vision now. Things come and go in one day. Things come and go in one day. Everything's that moment in time. Align with, was it all true? All
vision now.
Where we going, baby?
Traveling time. Things come and go in one stay. Things come and go in one stay.
Can't prove everything's that moment in time. Alignment, was it all true? All is real. All is real.
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast, and when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
My friends are all gone, they're moving away. Graduated, moved on, but I gotta stay. One more summer, 100 more days. FaceTime's a bummer, just isn't the same. But there was this boy, we got history, we enjoy each other's company. He destroyed what he meant to me when he broke my heart and he left me unclean. Said he's missing me, don't wanna be friends so sweet. I took his hand happily. It was great for weeks, but the men are so weak. You wanted me, but I needed you. Before 10 p.m., you got stuff to do. But when lights are low and I need a friend, you're here for me. Cause I give in and it hurts the most. Cause I told you no, but you can't resist. And I let you kiss me. Please don't do it again. I really needed a friend. I used to feel strong, now I feel ashamed. Hang with you with self-harm, but you don't complain. I used to think that you were something to gain. Now the thought of you disgusting me disgusts me. Everything changed. I pray for you.
Track from Eric Elper was Montreal's hip-hop soul R&B artist Maudley and her track Soul Urge from her newly minted album. She is marking her arrival as a first female artist to sign with this particular label, which is, Discs 7 Cell or something. There's accents there, and my French is just pitiful. Yes, pitiful French. Well, we do have to learn it here in Canada from grades 4 through 9. It does not mean it is good French or that it sticks with us after that. Especially, it's one of those things, you don't use it often enough. You don't remember. Like, the things that I stuck with me from French were days of the week, counting so high, months of the year, and how to say, hi, my name is Chris, and how are you, and stuff like that. Like, very simple stuff, but no big. And, like, I can read it and understand most of it, but to read it out loud, my brain goes, no comprend. Exactly. No comprend. Yes. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that, because it was definitely a fantastic track. She has roots in both Quebec and Jamaica, and frequently travels to the USA. She's been influenced by jazz, R&B, gospel, and reggae. So hopefully you heard some of that in her music, enjoyed it, and we'll definitely go check out some more of her stuff. And Eric, if you send me more of music, I'll definitely play it for you here on the show. And then I have a track from Jessica over at Listen Harder, and I'm going to say this is Carolyn, releases her new single 555, and it is available via Indica Records, and there's apparently a video out for it as well. That was definitely an interesting track. Now, I'm going to play another track that I have played on the show already, but I'm playing it because I want to remind everybody that this album has been released. Leslie Hudson from the Stratford, Ontario area recorded and released a new album this year, and she kickstarted it and got it fully funded and had some fantastic Kickstarter giveaways and donations for everybody who backed this amazing album, and it is amazing. It's a great album. It's got a mermaid theme, and we're going to play the first track, The Radio Edit, so it's nice and clean and safe for everybody everywhere. And I apologize for the little bomb I dropped earlier reading off the notes for one of the artists. So this is Leslie Hudson's track, Mermaid. We will catch you in a week's time for show 198. And I hope you guys will send me in little things that I can use. This will be the last chance you get to get them in. If you want to send me a shout out, a recording, this is what listening to Insomnia Radio Canada means to you, what your favorite track has been over the years that we've, 10 years we've been doing this show, anything, would love to hear from anybody and everybody. Chris@insomniaradio.net. Last chance to send things in. This is Leslie and her track, Mermaid. We'll see you next week, or I should say, talk to you next week. Have a great week. Stay safe, everybody. Bye-bye.
They make him cry for the mermaid. It's not because they're trying to get laid. If I make him cry for the mermaid, it's not because they think they got played. Heaven forbid they see me on the stage as more than a girl from the center page. I'm more than the sum of my lady parts. That's not how we get to the top of the charts.
They make him cry for the mermaid.
It's not because they're trying to get out late. If I make him cry for the mermaid, because they think they got outplayed. You better run quick, cause I'm burning this bridge. The first thing I did when I opened the fridge, the first thing I did was to take a deep breath. Then I let out the fire that burned in my chest.
Don't make them cry for the mermaid.
It's not because they're trying to get.
It's not because they're trying to get. It's not because they're trying to get laid. If I make them cry for the mermaid,
it's not because they think they got.
It's not because I think they got.
It's not because they think they got played.
I see a small apprentice who can't swim. Tell me, what's the point in learning?
to walk the veil.
Oh.
Kick with your feet and I'm sure you'll be fine. I gotta go cause I'm bringing the wine. I gotta go cause they're waiting on me. Down where the party is under the street.
I'll make them cry for the mermaid.
Because the things will get late.
Oh,
if I make them cry for the mermaid, it's not because the things they got played. If I make them cry for the mermaid.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.